friends. I'm Val.
I'm Courtney.
And I'm Lisa.
And this is My Perfect Romance.
Bow, chicka, bow, bow.
What about all of you?
Or how about my sweet love?
I think we all have a different idea about what romance is.
Well, what is the perfect romance?
Gosh, I don't know, but let's find out.
Hello.
I know. Hey. I love seeing my ladies.
We got hot spicy lips right now. We just went out for...
Oh, what was that? Gosh. Tandoori? Yeah, Indian. Yeah.
I can't tell if you guys just are sensitive or if it
was... Are you calling me
because
sensitive?
I got medium and I'm fine. Okay, so I dipped into Eva's hot... And it didn't taste any different than my milds.
Yeah, I think they just have one brand, and no matter what you ask for, that's what they give you. They just ask you to, like, hey, how did you want it? You know, instead of just being like, yeah, we really don't do anything different between. And they're all really spicy. Yeah. But if you ask for, like, middle, then we'll, like, maybe, like, sprinkle two extra chili powder on, you know, the top. And if you ask for spicy, a couple more, you know, but it really, it's the base is made crazy hot.
Is it called? They hope it's like a power of suggestion.
Yes, exactly. Placebo effect. And let me tell you.
You have mild. I only gave you mild.
I drank probably a gallon of water.
I was sweating.
I put chapstick on. I put chapstick on like six times during, and my lips are chapped from the being burned by the spices.
Well, do you think the oil from the chapstick is making it hotter?
Not my food.
No, it's the capsaicin.
The capsaicin.
We basically got pepper sprayed tonight.
Yes. And we're not used to being pepper sprayed, so it was complicated. Katie was having like an allergic reaction.
Yeah. Lots of stuff going on down at the other end of the table.
I know. You know what's really bad is you could tell that the food was really good. It just was overpowered by, if you're not used to the spice, I couldn't taste anything but the spice.
Yeah. I don't like that.
Yeah, I was just like, it wasn't enjoyable for me.
Yeah, it ruins it.
Yeah, and like, well, we didn't eat, like, we probably ate a third of our meal.
Those sandwiches looked amazing. I'm going to get one of those next time. Oh, I mean, I think it would have been if I could taste it.
Yeah, you can have the rest of mine. I kind of nibbled off both of them, hoping one of them was less spicy.
No, I am so full, but thank you. Mm-hmm. But next time I go, I'm going to get that without the fries.
Yeah, the fries. Yeah.
Sorry, I couldn't do it.
They tasted like cardboard.
I just already had
yummy. I'm so mean.
I had yummy tastes already in my mouth. I didn't want to destroy
it. The place was actually authentic. The spices were like, it was authentic. It was great. I really wish that they would have actually had true mild though, because they had all the right seasonings. The food was made correctly.
Was there yogurt sauce on it?
No. And they didn't give any yogurt sauce.
That's what it was missing, because that could have cut that.
Because that's why I was asking for, like, do you have like a tzatziki sort of sauce or something like that? That's what I was asking for when everyone was saying their food here is crazy spicy. And so that's what I was asking the server for.
Was so dang cute.
Oh, she was a doll. I think it was her second language there, so I felt like I was confusing. Because I talk too fast.
She just smiles and looks at you.
I know. She was so nice.
She was after everyone was, I think I was like second to last to pay, and she's like, oh, phew. Because everyone had to come up and give her the order, and then she was ringing it up, and she was like, oh, phew.
Yeah, hopefully everybody claims the food that we serve.
Yeah, I think
she was like marking it off on the paper. Yeah. She was like, okay, and you got this. Okay. She marked it off. Okay.
Yeah, and then just making sure. Good. That's why, but we were all kind of sticking around just to make sure, because could you imagine if you were the last person and someone forgot, oh, crud, I forgot to pay for my ice cream, and somebody else was like, oh, crud, I forgot to pay for my beverage. And then the last person's like,
I just got stuck with all.
I just got stuck with, you know, 40 extra bucks worth of stuff that people forgot to put on
there. So what was going on down at the other end? There were some desserts that who got what. Those kind of look good. Mm. But then Allie gave a yucky face, like she didn't like something.
Hers was in rose syrup.
Oh, it was rose syrup is delicious and very expensive.
Oh, well.
she doesn't know anything.
No. But if you're not expecting that, it could be. It could be like this wasn't what I wanted because I think she was trying to order something that she'd had before at a different place.
No. Yeah.
And she was craving something that she didn't get, and that's the worst.
Oh yeah, that's where she was like going. Yeah,
I do.
No, this wasn't like. Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then was there mango? What was that mango?
Yeah, mango ice cream.
Like mango ice cream.
Was it good?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't try any.
Oh, I thought I didn't know who was trying stuff down there.
Yeah.
I was falling asleep at
my
the
mouth
other
was
end
on fire.
Table.
I was like, it would be wasted on me if I tried to eat anything right now.
I don't know. Gabby and I were like, oh.
I know.
So quiet at the other end of the table.
You were satiated. You're feeling good. It was fun, though.
See, you could definitely handle the spice because, man, I'm like all woo.
Mm. Yes.
I know. I tried Angela's, too. I think. I can't remember if she had medium.
Hers was mild. She was one who warned us all. It's spicy, spicy.
Yeah. We sure tried.
Yeah.
But it's just sort of like, it's almost like the first time. Sort of like this movie, 50 First Dates.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm like starting to fall in love with Indian food. So I was really excited to try new flavors.
Yeah. And it actually authentically flavor-wise and stuff. The flavors were right. Like they were using good ingredients and they were preparing
it. Yeah, it was good. It's just the spice really for you guys was not so good.
Yeah.
Kind of a wimp. It's cool. When I do my own Indian food, it's like all curry and garam masala.
That's mine too. Yeah.
And I like to throw cinnamon, nutmeg, and
me too. And anise.
Well, sometimes I looked at what Gabby got and it was like green. I'm like, it looked really weird to me.
Oh,
I didn't see it. It was like, I don't know. I can't remember. And but I wanted to try it, and it was really good. I mean, this is the thing: is sometimes like I need to try something.
We
a
just needed
different.
To like take a bite and then like pass it around.
Yeah.
Well, we did that at Suzanne's
birthday.
It was fun.
Yeah. That was fun.
And it was good because then I could taste some things that I never would have ordered. I don't know what that fish stuff that was so
sweet
good.
Chili fish.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
So good. With the mango rice.
I never would have ordered that.
No, I wouldn't have
either.
And
it was delicious.
Yeah. Thank
and
you.
And I really like I like Gabby's tonight, but it was weird looking. It was like mashed spinach baby food.
Oh. Well, she is vegetarian, so.
Yeah, but it was good.
Okay. I didn't even see.
I didn't know that Gabby was vegetarian. I need to make sure that
I didn't know that either, actually.
Oh,
well, have more options when I host.
No,
yeah.
You know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Oh, gosh. Yes, it is.
All right. Well, we watched a really great movie.
Yeah.
I liked it a lot.
Should I give you guys the rundown?
I saw it a long time ago.
I've never seen it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, this was my first time. So it was 50 First Dates. It came out in 2004. It was directed by I just married his name. Peter Segal. It starred Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore. Bunch of other people. Rob Schneider, Sean Astin, Lucia Struess, Blake Clark, and Dan Aykroyd, who we all know from Ghostbusters and Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
And it follows the story of Henry Roth, a womanizing Marine veterinarian who falls for an art teacher named Lucy Whitmore. When he discovers she has amnesia and forgets him when she falls asleep, he resolves to win her over again each new day.
Mm-hmm.
So that's basically what it's about, yeah, in a rundown. I loved the beginning. The beginning where it's like woman after woman, like on the phone talking about this guy, and they're all, and then at the end they collectively name him.
Oh,
and his name is Henry Roth. But like, there was a couple guys in there. I cannot remember.
You know what was funny today? I was talking. Somebody was telling me that. Tanning beds are in again. Like all these young girls are going to tanning beds, and
that's so funny.
You know, being really, really super duper tan is what some of these young girls are wanting to
do. Going for, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And I was thinking, where did I saw a movie where there was a lady that was really super duper tan.
Yes,
I just remembered it was from this movie.
Yes,
and one of the women that, you know, was like, either that he slept with or was talking to a friend, like, tell me about your Hawaiian vacation. She's like, well, I met this guy. His name was what?
Henry Roth.
But she was like that weird, super duper ultra tan.
Oh, uh-huh. Man.
You know,
yes,
was
that leather skin.
Oh, it looks
painful. It was so painful.
Really popular in, well, I don't know, it was popular
well, early 2000s.
Childhood. And well, early, in the 70s,
early,
80s.
Early 80s? That.
I was prescribed to go tanning because I got this full on body rash. And I want to say, it was a stress rash.
Oh.
And they're like, you're just really low on vitamin D. You take one look at me, I look like a vampire.
This is true. She has like this totally alabaster skin with this dark hair and these amazing eyes that pop.
The rash was full body. Mm-hmm. They gave me Zyrtec and they said, go tanning. And I felt, you know, within a week, I was fine.
Oh,
that's so awesome.
For that while, it was like, I didn't want to wear clothes. Everything was just burning hot, awful itchy. Vitamin D and
Zyrtec.
And it worked?
Yeah, it worked.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that's prescribed anymore, but I was prescribed tanning beds.
Tanning beds. Well, you know, it was really popular when we were in high school. We would go
during
lunch. Break.
Oh, really?
Like during lunch.
Any chance you got.
Or we'd skip school.
They were in every gym.
Oh, yeah.
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 And then you get like the ones with like either the Playboy bunny sticker or the heart sticker. So you know how tan you were getting.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Adrian's dad had one in the condo.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Did he tan a lot, like, every morning?
No, he had just, like, I don't know what. Like, he had a tenant in one of his commercial buildings or something like that who had a tanning bed. And then they, like,
That's a lot of electricity.
And then they didn't, like, I don't know. Somehow he ended up with a tanning bed. He's like, well, I'll just keep it. And then they had it in the house.
Yeah. Huh.
There was a tanning bed in that condo for a while.
How lovely would that be to wake up every morning and just stretch and go lay down in your tanning bed and then go take a hot tub and then have some coffee. So I'd love that.
Anytime I'm going to go somewhere tropical, I'd call it skin prepping. I go to a tanning bed.
I do that
for about
bit.
8 times and I just build up my tan so that when I go there, I don't fry.
I actually I do that lightly too. Yeah. But like I go like for like 4 minutes.
Six minutes, just because I'm so pasty.
Oh,
yeah. But I've never had patience for tanning of any sort.
Oh, me neither. Yeah, I've never tanned.
Like, even in the tanning bed, I'd be like, oh, I get a little claustrophobic. Oh, and I would think, oh my gosh, how much more time?
It's so lame. And you're so bored.
I'm like totally focused on like spreading my butt cheeks.
I do that too.
And then I do my one arm overhead, one arm down.
And then I switch it like halfway through. I do the same thing. And then I make sure my boobs are like, okay, make sure there's no boobs.
You set your phone to like beep every like minute so you just adjust every minute.
So that I don't get bored, I count.
I do the same thing, actually.
Now I'm to 100.
I do the exact same thing.
Yeah.
I spray tan.
You know what? I had a
It doesn't build up anything. It just makes you tan.
Oh, so
you're not like.
I wear sunscreen every day.
I spray tanned. And I, because I use like salicylic acid all over my body. And then I use hyaluronic acid like lotion. So I'm just like
slathered
in acid.
I'm
the tanning, the spray tan girl. So I was like totally like everything. Yeah. Spread my butt cheeks. Everything needs to get even.
Yeah. Yeah. Do it.
And I didn't tell her about the acid habit that I have.
So, I drop acid like that.
So she's like, okay, let it sit for this long. She came to my house. She had her like little tit set up.
Yeah. Oh, that's so cute.
I hop in the shower and I'm thinking, okay, I'll look normal. No, I looked dark. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what happened? She's like, well, do you use like anything different on your skin? I'm like, well, I mean, I don't think so. Well, it's the acid.
Well, did you rinse it off and you were really
dark?
Oh.
Yeah, I was so dark. I should show you pictures.
You love it, though? You're like,
no, I felt
look
so
at me.
Conscious.
I get really tan.
She's like, very obvious. I bet you look beautiful. I bet you looks totally, I bet you looked, you know.
It didn't look right to me because I'm so pale.
You are so pale, but I bet, I'm like, oh, I'm trying to think now. You would almost like, you was tiny, like, I'd be like, are you Native American? Maybe
probably,
just a
yeah,
little
I
bit. I would have been like, I bet.
Oh, because everybody that knew me was like giggling. They're like, you know, it was bad.
Well, last time I got spray tan, no, not last time, but the time before that.
Yeah.
Not last time, but the time before. 24 doctors came. 24 doctors. No, last time, the night before, 24 doctors came knocking at my door.
I thought it was
24 lovers, but whatever.
That's way better.
Oh, yeah. For this podcast, it's 24 lovers.
Yeah.
Came knocking at my door. Then I had to pick one. That was really hard.
Why'd you have to pick only one?
Oh, yeah. I could just one a night for 24 nights.
Why not?
Why one a night?
I don't know. I don't know if I could physically do more than that. I'm 55.
I can't drive.
Well, so Molly did a spray tan on me, and then I had to stay over. Like, I had to leave it on for 8 hours or whatever.
Yeah.
And it was in the evening. So
you can't sweat.
We went out for drinks afterwards, and I was, every time I went to the bathroom, I scared myself because I was so dark.
Oh,
I looked really dark.
Uh-huh.
But then when you rinse it off, it rinses off like,
oh, no,
yeah,
it was permanent.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I did. I was like scrubbing.
That's so like crazy. Whereas I'm like all, la, 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 keep it. Don't touch me.
Yeah,
terrible though. I don't. The only lotion I wear is I do my face and my neck thingy and stuff. But I don't do that much lotion all over the rest of my body.
I have a weird thing. I have to have lotion.
No, Bob's the same way.
On my bum cheeks and on my feet and on my lips.
That's
so
good.
Those things.
Your lips
and my hands.
You lotion your lips?
Well, you know, with lip balm.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I chapstick my lips.
Yeah.
It's like,
I mean, it's some moisturizing.
Okay.
But my bum cheeks, I have a weird thing about it. Like,
do they
get
itchy if you don't?
Yes. They get so itchy. It doesn't matter what, like, where I'm at. If I take a shower, if I jump in the lake, if I get out, I have to, like, put lotion on my bum cheeks.
Oh, my gosh.
That's so cute.
Anyway, so these are the kinds of things we do if we're going to go to Hawaii, where this movie takes place.
Exactly, yes. Yes, yes.
I love it. So, no.
Yes,
so.
Spray tan.
One more. We just have to, like, have you guys ever gotten a Brazilian?
Like wax?
Wax, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we've zapped it with the
laser.
I know,
but prior to the zapping, so the zapping didn't work for me.
Oh, no, I didn't do that. I never did Brazilian. Anyway, go on.
Oh, my God. I tried it once, and then that's why I went and did the zapping. Then I told you girls, you got to go zap.
Yeah.
The Brazilian. Oh, my gosh. I don't know how people do this because, like, you have to let it grow out for, like, 2 weeks, and you look like a freaking Chewbacca.
Yeah.
And you know, and then they like apply it and it is not fun. And, but the problem was, is that like, then right after it's like, okay, so you get 2 weeks of Chewbacca, you know, like 10 minutes of, oh, that wasn't fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's all like
itchy,
bumpy and you're like, it never looked pretty.
You can't
touch it for the first 2 days because it's tender and sensitive, and so you're like, and then if you rub on it at all, which isn't the whole point of getting that done, so you can do some rubbing on that.
And, that is the point. That's the idea.
I mean, that is the end goal. And you're like, don't do that because then it gets all bumpy, and then you're like, well, then it's not pretty. But and then you start getting the.
Well,
I got
really bad ingrown hair.
Me,
so
yes.
Really bad. So, like, the zapping has been perfect for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been the best.
That's the way to go.
I was thinking about it the other day. It's the best thing I've almost the best thing I've ever done.
I just wish that I wish
armpits
I was
for me.
I ended up doing armpits.
I did armpits.
Well, I did it all, but like, that's my favorite because like my hair is so dark.
Yeah.
It didn't matter how many times I'd shave. Oh, yeah. It still looks like I've still hadn't shaved.
See, and I'm blonde.
I've never had to shave.
And so I didn't have as much luck.
I'm sorry about that.
No, it's okay. They were so adorable. I love the girls over there. They were like the nicest people ever.
You're a goof.
No, I know. And I'm like making friends. Do you need me to spread?
So.
Well, I thought that Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore, they're just, they've got such a chemistry.
They
I love
do.
Them.
No, they've been in
story.
A couple rom-coms together.
I saw The Wedding Singer a long time ago. Mm-hmm. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
I want to see that one. I want to watch that one.
That was adorable.
Oh, they're so cute. We should watch that one.
Well, so like Adam Sandler plays Henry Roth.
Mm-hmm.
Drew Barrymore plays Lucy Whitmore.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, Rob Schneider. I was looking down at yes. He plays Ula, Henry's best friend. He's like a native Hawaiian who has like 10 million kids.
Yeah,
that's so
I couldn't keep track because it looked like they had new kids every time.
Yeah,
they actually did.
I think they did. I couldn't keep track of all of them.
How hilarious would that be?
They probably were.
But I think how they meet is super cute.
Mm.
Like Henry is his goal is to take his boat to Alaska, sail it to Alaska and study walruses.
Mm-hmm.
So
he's been planning that for a long time.
Yeah,
and he finally like was lined up the grant money and
And he's got his boat, but his like boat has some issues and he was taking it out to test it and it like breaks. So you know, while he calls the, I don't know, he calls somebody to go fix it. I don't know who he goes.
The boat fixer?
The boat fixer upper?
Somebody's out there fixing his boat while he goes into this cute little cafe. And he notices Lucy. And she's just kind of minding her own business.
Making a waffle
something
house.
Catches his eye like something bright and he just looks over.
Yeah, and she's so darling.
She is
so cute.
She's taking her waffles and cutting them up and making like a little
waffle house.
Mm-hmm.
And then how does he introduce
himself?
Did
you guys do stuff like that with your waffles and your?
No. Did you
yes,
play with your food?
Of
That's
course.
Awesome.
I was building waffle houses. And then you'd stack it and you'd butter it and the syrup would go just right. And then everything would be perfectly.
See, you're adorable too.
I know. I'm like, why didn't I do that?
I don't know.
Like
I feel like you
guys
really missed out. Like you could cut it certain ways and there was all the perfect size squares. So you could like geometrically build really well.
We didn't go out to eat enough for me to eat enough waffles to do
that. Oh no, we had waffles like weekly. Mm. Like that was a Saturday morning thing. Oh, I have a really good waffle recipe. Anyway. Yeah, I was like, this is what we do.
Waffles.
We should go
have
waffles. I can make a killer waffle. Yeah.
So, what does he say to her? I can't remember how he approaches her. He's like fascinated by her. So he goes up.
Well, he uses a toothpick because she's trying to figure out how to mount the Waffle House door.
No, I think that was like the second or third time.
That was the first time.
Mm.
Use at the
Law
Cafe.
I think what he does is he takes like a steaming thing of hot syrup.
Well, that's when he notices her the first time.
Yeah.
But then he doesn't approach her.
Yeah.
Until...
Yeah, he does. He goes over and talks to her and that's like he falls in love with her. And then they're excited and they talk about like meeting there the next morning for breakfast.
Yeah.
And there he's like... They're both exciting. There's a car parked in between their cars. And they have just said, okay, we'll meet here for breakfast tomorrow. And then they both are doing like a little dance.
And
the
car moves
away.
And they see each other doing a dance.
And they turn around and see each other dancing. They're like, oh, yeah, no, there was a wasp that was just on my shoulder. And
yeah, me too, me too.
So he really goes back to work. He's a
But everyone
vegetarian.
At that cafe, though. Knows her.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
They know
what's
happening.
They are very protective of her,
yeah.
too.
Mm-hmm.
And they're watching this stranger,
mm-hmm.
and they're like, oh, no, we can't have that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So the next morning when he comes, he does it a couple of times.
Well, so I swear it was a toothpick, Courtney, because he.
I know that happened later.
No, because that.
And she gets pissed at him for touching her face.
Yeah, and that, and so that day didn't work out.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, part of me is like, okay, so she has this life that's been kind of fabricated for the same day to repeat. And then she has like totally different responses every single time.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of loved that because I was expecting at first like, oh, everything's been just like created for her. So she's just going to respond the same way because she's the same person. But
But think about it, like every day when you wake up every day because your hormones or whatever.
Yeah,
you
whatever's
feel
going
differently.
On.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's like different things that you, how you would react to certain things differently every day.
And things can't be the same, you know?
Yes. I thought it was going to be Groundhog-y.
Mm.
You know, Groundhog Day, where it's exact replica. Mm-hmm. He just has to learn the pattern until he can figure out how to break it.
Yeah.
But it was fun. I loved how spontaneous and
fun
and different she was.
Well, and I think he loved that. Well, so he goes, finally he goes in. I mean, I think it's like after a couple of, no, it's after the first, after the the next day,
yeah, the next day,
yeah, he goes in, and he doesn't understand why she's like Lucy's. I think that's when he puts the toothpick in the fence, and she gets mad at him for putting the. And,
why are you touching my food, you stranger?
Is it okay to touch a stranger's food?
It's like, don't my hands smell like fish? And she's like, what?
Yeah,
you know, because
gross.
It's like all based on the conversation they had the day before. And then the owner of the cafe was best friends with Lucy's mom. And so she pulls him aside and says, hey, listen, Lucy was in a car accident, you know, a year ago. And she has amnesia. They called it the doctor.
Oh, that's right. I didn't write it down.
Oh, you're so good.
Goldfield
syndrome.
There we
go. She has memories up to the day that she was in the accident. Mm-hmm. She can't create anymore. So he takes it as a challenge.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think for him, like, he had such an easy time having women fall for him that he was
this
one's
going to
be a challenge. Yeah.
Yeah. And he likes having to be different every day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so funny because he's like going to the restaurant and then finally, I think, I can't remember why he does them anywhere. Does the dad or somebody tell him not that they can't,
come here anymore.
Don't come here anymore. So then he starts, he knows the way she drives home. So he starts doing like weird, like,
on the side of the road.
Things on the side of the beach or stop.
Yeah.
I love the one where he's hogtied in the back. He has his friend pretending to mug him and then she beats him up.
Oh, yeah. He's like, sorry. He pretends he can't read. He's doing a terrible job.
Oh, yes.
Being able to read. What else does he do?
She says, I am a teacher and basically, I could tell you can read.
Yeah, you're terrible. He rescues her by jump-starting her car.
Yeah, he's a policeman. It has a roadblock, and he says, oh, she says, oh, I went and had waffles. And he's like, oh, do you make Waffle House? So she's like, oh my gosh, yes.
My favorite, though, was the penguin, though. Probably.
Oh,
the
penguin
up.
And he almost kills the penguin.
Yes. And she's like, she dropped something in her car. CD? So she reaches down to pick it up and is not paying attention. The penguin kind of ducks, and he's like,
yeah, she just drives right over it.
The penguin is so adorable.
I know.
The penguin is adorable.
He's trying. And I can't remember how he got them to be like, to back off and let him give it a go.
Because she was singing. So they didn't realize at first that he was doing this and stuff. And then they kind of picked up on it. And then they realized that she would sing the "Wouldn't It Be Nice If We're," and she would paint and she would be super happy singing this song
after
every day
him.
That she met him. But the days that she didn't meet him, she was just normal and, you know, not as happy. And they're like, oh, he's making her happy.
So let's backtrack just a little bit because we find out that, you know, Lucy's world is very structured by her father and her brother who love mm-hmm. her very much. Mm-hmm. So they relive the same day with her every day by like creating newspapers from, or they
bought like hundreds of the same day mm-hmm. newspaper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They wash her clothes.
They like add the right amount of shampoo and conditioner mm-hmm. so that the level stays the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They even paint, she paints a wall, a mural every day in the garage, and they repaint it white every morning so it's ready for her, every evening so it dries and is ready for her to paint it in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, they're just going to great lengths to keep her world kind of the same.
Because on the mornings that she wakes up and she finds out that she's a year older and she has this condition, she just freaks out and it's super depressive.
Yeah, because Henry is there one day because they're at the cafe and she gets a ticket
for having
expired tabs.
She runs out and then all these things start happening where she gets a newspaper and it says the date, the real mm-hmm. date. And then she, you know, she's confused.
Ask the girl at the counter and she goes, yes, honey, this happened.
Yeah.
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 But you can tell that this isn't the first time she's had that because the dad and the brother know how to handle.
Exactly.
They take her to the doctor and the doctor uh-huh. re-explains and they have like this whole, you know, memory protocol book for her.
Mm-hmm. Well, they don't have a memory protocol book for him. And Adam Sandler's.
Well, they did that. Have their like,
oh,
up to that
yeah,
point.
Yeah. Kind of like, so yeah, you were in the car.
Of what her history was and all about the car accident to explain to her what was going on.
And then Henry just takes it a step further and creates like so that she'll remember him and everything up to that point.
And then he
adds new days together. And
he makes a funny video.
Mm-hmm. And
so every morning she starts that video.
The dad and the brother like are not on board, but he does it anyway. And
well,
then they're
feeling like for you to take her on, it, like it's kind of a like every night's going to be a one night stand for her. Like there's mm-hmm. nothing in it for you.
Yeah.
You have no future together.
Like, yeah.
You need to leave her alone.
And then he had a good point to them. He's like, yeah, but what are you going to do? What happens when she looks in the mirror in 10 years from now and she's not,
a cute little
20-year-old? Yeah.
10 years overnight.
Exactly. He's like, that's not going to work.
By constructing this world around this fabricated lie, you are harming her.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
And she really responds well to like, you know, there's like an hour or so where she's got to, after she watches the video, that she's got to kind of like absorb it and then she can move on. And so.
I'm going to sneeze.
Oh, right? Gosh. I was like, what?
What's happening? No, I was just trying to make it so
that was so funny. I was like, you scared me. I'm like,
I didn't think what'd you do? I'm sorry. And now
there it goes.
The look on Courtney's eyes. I'm like,
sorry. I didn't mean to do that. I was trying to cue you. Like, okay.
Oh my god.
Come to the end of what you're saying. So
did
we can
I tell you guys?
Oh my gosh. Sorry.
I cannot.
That scared me that I don't have to sneeze now.
I cannot do scared. Like I was in the salon like a couple of months ago vacuuming with the radio up and I'm all vacuuming and I sort of saw a flurry out of the corner of my eye like over down here. And
was it your reflection?
Well, I just saw like something, but I didn't. I'm like, oh, it's, you know, in your head, you're like, it's nothing. So I kept vacuuming and then Allie had come in on the other side. I didn't see
how
her walk
terrifying.
In. And so I was like, just vacuuming. And she comes up. She's like, you know, she touches me really softly. She's like, Courtney, I was like, I screamed for like a minute. I held it's a hose vacuum. So I had a hose in one hand.
Oh
and
gosh.
My other hand was up. I was like, for like a minute solid.
Oh my God.
And, you know, afterwards I'm like, holy, yeah. If that was some predator, I would have been dead because I had no reaction skills at all.
Oh, I was when I was painting And Corbin was just there, and I was listening to a murder podcast. And I was really focused because, you know, I was like, to the level you're holding your breath to get the straight lines, because I don't like to do the masking tape.
I don't have that either.
And so I'm not even breathing so I can tape right. And then he pops his head, like, and all he does is say, "Hello, Governor." Every cell in my body screamed.
Yeah.
I could see him. I could see that I was not in danger. Yeah. My entire body collapsed. And from the bottom of my toes to my mouth, everything was screaming, collectively. Man. And I stared at him, and I'm like, I know I'm safe, and I couldn't quit.
That's what happened to me. It just kept coming out, even though I saw her. I was just like, ah! Like, why am I still screaming?
I've never had that happen.
I'm feeling that. Exactly what I said. Well, I feel like you are more of a fighter. So I would have taken that thing and bashed him over the head.
If you are hungry, you're going to fight.
Oh.
And if you're not hungry, you're more likely to run.
Oh.
I guess.
It makes sense, because like, if I beat you, then I can eat you.
Right? So, yeah. I must have
Anyway, well, what were you talking about? I know. Anyway, this was not a scary movie at all. It was...
Yeah. We got distracted. There was a sneeze.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Sure. The sneeze that never happened.
So, he starts videotaping every day, and he's adding on to the videotape, and Lucy is working.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. She starts journaling, and she starts talking about in her journal the memories that they're creating, fun things.
Yeah,
it's a really sweet journal.
And then she kind of comes to this.
Oh, and she tells him, "I love it." She's like, "Just so you know, so you don't strike out again, I want you to know that lilies are my favorite flower, and I kind of have a thing for them." Yes. And so just talk to me about lilies, so you won't strike out every time you try to hit on me.
Yeah, I know. I thought that was super cute.
It was adorable. So he shows up the next morning, and he's been seeing her for a long time by now, and he started to construct that movie.
Yeah.
And he brings her, like, the beautiful lilies, and he's like, "I made something for
you." Don't they call... Spoiler, never mind. I was going to say, I'm going to spoil it.
Okay.
Don't they call their daughter at the end? Isn't her name Lily?
I can't remember.
I don't remember the daughter's name at the end.
I can't remember. I'm probably making that up.
But that would be nice. Mm-hmm. I'd love it. I think I stopped taking notes at that point. But yeah, so they're watching. So he brings her the movie that explains exactly what's going on and gets her up to speed. And that's their new routine, is that movie, so that they can actually see each other without having to be a hit and miss situation.
Yep. And then she journals every day for herself, her ideas, her feelings.
Yeah. And she overhears one night, she overhears her dad and brother talking to Henry. He kind of tells them about that, you know, that he had wanted to take that was his dream, to take his boat to Alaska and study walruses. And they were kind of questioning, like, well, how does Lucy fit into that? You know, how does that work? And he's like, well, I'm just not going to do it anymore because I'd rather be here with her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she overhears that and does not want him to
give up his dream.
Yeah. So that's when she tells him, I want to erase you from my memory because I think you need to live your life. Like, I'm just going to be a burden to you.
Yeah.
And that was so sad. So they went through and reconstructed her journal without him in it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really sad.
That was heartbreaking.
It was heartbreaking.
Because he was respectful when she said it. I even journaled that you're going to try and I'm not going to let you back into my life.
Mm-hmm.
And they erased everything. And then the next day it was over.
Yeah.
At some point she walks past him and she does like the stranger look and nods at him, and he's just, his little heart just shrivels up, and you're like, oh my gosh, that's got to be so hard, because he really loved her.
Yeah. Yeah, he did. And I mean, I think that takes love for him to not pressure her to keep him in her life. You know,
yeah, he was really, he's super respectful.
Yeah, that her wishes. Yeah.
Oh, the night before that happened, there was a scene where they were just, they had the best day, and they're doing a little video of the day, and they're on the beach together, and he's asking her, you know, if she loves him, or wait, I can't remember who asks who, but he's like, yeah, she asks, well, do you love me? And he's like, more than anybody's ever loved anyone before. And it was super, super sweet. And then he tucks her in to sleep, and she wants him to stay. And so they do, they fall asleep together. And then in the morning. And she, I don't know how many things got broken. She thought that this strange man was there to, like, she just goes
screaming.
Yeah. And like, what do you say for Adam Sandler?
She's a fighter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Definitely. She's the fighter. I would have just laid there and screamed for another 10 minutes.
Exactly. Oh, and I just, that kind of broke my heart, because I was like, well, they could never wake up together, like, ever in their
entire life. That would be so harsh.
Life.
I wonder how much sleep she has to get before she resets. Like, I wonder what waves, you know, like, okay, once you go into this, you know, like.
No, that's not.
Delta waves. You know what? I'm wondering if, like, she could, if she wanted to stay up for, like, two or three, if she wanted to have memories across 2 or 3 days. Mm-hmm. Or when she's a new mother and has a baby newborn, like, if she doesn't get enough of the cycle of sleep she needs to reset her memory. I mean,
they have different examples of people at that, you know, clinic where the guy would reset every 10 seconds.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, who knows? They didn't go into that many details. They just said it was like every day. But,
yeah.
So I just, you want to root for these two.
Oh, absolutely.
And in my mind, I'm like, oh, I was wondering, like, he obviously is so in love with her, and he's very invested, and he's willing to do anything and everything. Mm-hmm. But there's no guarantee that he's going to get that in return.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, so she might wake up and be like, oh, this is totally fabricated this day. It's just, I can't imagine. That would be really hard.
I don't think I could do that. Really, I don't know that I could do that. But, you know, she's such a positive, upbeat person.
Yeah.
Like, could you imagine being, like, what an exceptional human being to be so positive, upbeat, and, okay, I'm going to make the best of this every day. Okay,
That's her personality.
Exactly. That's who she is.
Who she is.
And so, I mean, that type of a person, okay, well, you know what? I'm going to make the best of it. And that's incredible. Someone like that is amazing. Like, he may never get the deep, you know, she might not know all the stories. She's never going to read him and know all of his.
And he will always have to be the one that's responsible for every aspect of life.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Raising the children, making sure that bills are being paid, that.
Yeah, he will have to be the adult.
Yeah, and she'll be there for like half the day, three fourths of the day.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
but it's going to take longer and longer for her to get through her logs of information as she gets older.
Yeah, that's what I kept thinking. I'm like, oh, this is going to be cumulative.
Yeah, I mean, you'd almost have to like tell yourself, okay, you know what? I have to read this entire month. And sum it up in, you know, two paragraphs.
And imagine the amount of work that takes just to get them up to speed for where things are now from 20 years ago and then 30 years ago. I just kept thinking, like, how sustainable is this?
Yeah. And then if you add in children or you add in anything else, you have to have all your memories for your children. You have to, oh, this is my, you know.
And this is not, I mean, this is something that people go through, and it's becoming more and more common now as we're aging and living longer. that more and more families are dealing with short-term memory loss. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of times our Alzheimer's, dementia people, they can recall things from their youth, and they do really think that they're 20 years old.
Oh yes.
You
they're
know?
So fun.
Yes.
It always fascinates me where their brains take them. Like what in their past is something that they keep going to, like, 1980 when I was married to so-and-so and I lived in this house is where I want to be.
Those routines that they like raising the kids or going to work. Like, that's why a lot of times, like, the sundowning is set off, because it's like this, there's a major switch in routine and they know that, like, they're that part of their is so ingrained in them. That's what triggers that a lot of times. It's just they're like, oh, I'm supposed to be looking for the kids to get home now, or getting home from work.
Yeah.
You know, that switching routine.
Where am I?
But it would be hard to know that you're going to have to be the everything.
Yeah.
Forever.
Well, I think we should kind of like leave it at that. You know, what does Henry and Lucy decide to do?
I think I gave the spoiler already.
It's okay, well, it's a romance novel, or movie.
So we
absolutely know
what's going to happen at the
end. They are going to end up together, because that is how they work.
Oh, but it is so cute.
I don't know.
So
it is
gonna,
adorable.
I don't think we're going to go into that, though.
Because she breaks up with him.
Yeah, and how do they get
and
back together?
And she actually checks herself into the memory care unit.
Yeah, and she starts working there. Mm-hmm. As an art therapist.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, and it's a great memory care facility.
Really
they do a
wonderful.
Great job. But she was pretty resolute that this is where she was going to be.
And how, it's really cute to see how her family and him and everyone interacts to help bring them back together.
Yeah.
It was very well done.
Well, should we answer
Should we answer questions?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Should we ask them first before we answer them?
You're going to be technical.
Okay. How realistic is this?
The story.
To find a guy who would actually be into that.
Well, I mean, yeah. And even somebody who has that
condition, who has her amazing optimism.
I mean, when he first started, I thought he was in it because he was like, and his friend pointed it out, like, oh my gosh, you can bang her every night. It'll be like brand new. And for part of me, I was like, oh, that's what he's into.
Part of it, that's who he is. It makes sense.
That's what he was doing. And he thrived off of that. I'm looking for the single woman that comes out to Hawaii for a week.
Yeah, I'm looking.
And I am going to have a good time.
Yeah, I want to know that I can. And not
he
even
went
so
from the lowest level of commitment with a relationship
to the
highest level of commitment overnight because she was cute and made waffle houses.
Yes, but also I think it's because that whole aspect of first love, new attraction.
Mm-hmm.
He knew that every time. I mean, that's going to be, you know, for him, he got the ego rush off of the girls choosing him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so he would get that from her every day. I won her affection every day. I won her affection today. I won her affection. I won her affection. So he's getting that ego boost every day of her, which was important to him.
So for that regard, he was being true to himself.
He was.
But I think that at some point when you start to layer on all those other aspects of what it means to be in a long-term relationship.
Absolutely.
That's where I'm like, I
don't know.
Has he evolved enough to where I'm like, oh, yeah.
I think he has. I also think that she has an incredible support team with her family. I don't think he could do it on his own. I don't think he could get through maybe like having kids with her or do anything like that with her without another support person.
There's no way to do that.
Yeah. I think that once the children are out of the home, that, you know, and he's just with her kind of through old age a little bit, I think they could make that work and manage that. Because as you said, Lisa, you know, we see partners managing that.
Oh, it's exhausting and it's a 24/7 job.
It is.
And I know that there's no way they can do it on their own. The burnout is real.
Oh, absolutely.
And so to do that for, because she was in her 20s.
Yeah.
At the time. Yeah. So we're looking at 50 years.
Yeah.
I don't know how sustainable that is.
I don't know. But that's I think that, you know, he does have the dad who, he does have her family who's mm-hmm. very involved in helping her. So I think that, you know, because her dad, I think, is willing to basically, the rest of my life is going to be dedicated to
yeah,
helping my daughter every day.
Yeah. Yeah. And somehow magically, I'm not quite sure how they could afford to do that.
I know. I was wondering that too.
They're supposed to be fishermen, but I didn't see them.
Yeah.
Unless they, yeah, I don't know.
Unless he like sold the business. I don't know. I was wondering that too. I'm like, how are you now independently wealthy enough to be able to
be 24 yeah. hour caregiving?
Yeah.
Because that's a real aspect. That's absolutely really hard for a lot of people. Yeah. And I just was like, oh. Mm-hmm. So how realistic? I'm neutral to not very likely.
That's yeah, me too. That's, I think not very likely.
I think the idea of it's adorable.
Absolutely.
That somebody would be that.
It's just a cute movie.
Oh, it's so cute.
Yeah. Yeah.
I believe in faraway galaxies, you know, and I will suspend disbelief
yes.
for vampires and yeah, you know, so yes.
So this was a magical movie.
This is a magical movie. Yeah. More realistic than vampires.
Mm-hmm.
How yeah. long?
Just a little bit.
How long will their relationship last? I'm doing 25 to life.
I think they're 25 to life, but I think
it's going to be hard.
It's going to be hard.
It's going to be hard, but you know, once again, they both seem very. He seems to be making that commitment.
So the 2-year mark is, I think, one of the biggest landmarks in a relationship because that's when that passion like either fizzles for the person that thrives off of that
passion
uh-huh. and the excitement and the novelty like he was.
Yeah, that's true.
I know that you pointed out like, oh, well, for she gives that to him every time, but I'm like, oh, at some point it's the same person.
It's the same person. And he knows to say
some
lilies.
Variation of the
yeah,
same thing.
Yeah. He's all like, oh yeah, lilies. Okay. Now.
So I honestly, in my mind, I wouldn't give him more than 2 years. I'm so terrible.
No.
But that's why
I would I want to say 25 to life because it's so cute.
It's so cute.
But I would say, honestly, I would give them five years, and you know, I would give him a little bit more than 2 because I think 2 to I think it's going to be a little bit longer than 2. So I give him the 1 up because I think that it's going to work for them for about 4 years.
By the time we get to the end, they've been dating 7 months, right?
Oh,
where they
know.
Break up, I think that was about the time frame. That he'd been working on it.
Working.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's, that's hard.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's not realistic, but I think I wrote down that I did love the idea of someone trying every day to make someone fall in love with them.
What if we all lived our life that way?
That would be kind of awesome.
You know, over and over again. I think, and I said, that is love.
If everybody went into a relationship thinking, mm-hmm. I'm going to work my hardest every day.
Yeah.
To show that I love you.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. I mean, we would probably all be in a better place in our relationships if we didn't. Take it for granted, you know.
Uh-huh.
I kind of do. I don't know. I think I'm pretty good at that.
Oh, good. But you're in a new relationship too.
Yeah. Well, 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess that's new in our standards. When you're talking about, when, yeah, we're, yeah.
I think that it
I'm not saying that just because you're that,
no, no, it's true.
I think that happens after years.
You're no, like, absolutely oh. true. Where you're just
kinda, you get into patterns.
You get into patterns.
People do.
Yeah.
But in this kind of relationship, you don't get to be, you get to be in the patterns of, I need to create these memory logs yeah. every day, and mm-hmm. I need to have these sequential things.
And also, once you realize, here's the other thing too, there's also a pressure on her because she's like, oh, I want to have something good to write in my memory log for me to read tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to try to mm-hmm. live my best life today with him mm-hmm. so yeah. that way I have happy things
yeah.
to read about my life.
Yeah.
So you guys know what I just started doing? Mm. And I haven't done anything other than put the little book and a pen by my toilet.
That's a great thing.
That's because a good place to put it.
I think I had this epiphany while I was swimming a couple years ago where I was like, you know, I can dwell on the negative things that I see in other people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'll... the only thing I'll see, or mm-hmm. I can look at the positive things that I'm seeing. And you know what? I will see that in other people.
That's true.
And if I'm getting in this whole, this rut where I am not appreciating the people that I love in my life,
mm-hmm.
that's probably on me and not them. Mm-hmm. So I bought a book and I was like, I'm going to write the things I'm grateful for that I appreciate about the people in my life. And then the book just sat in my nightstand drawer. And then I'm like, well, how can I make this more accessible? So I put it by the toilet. So in the morning,
so cute.
I'm like, I'm going to pull that book out and I'm going to reflect on the previous day. And aww. I'm just going to write something. And if people want to read it, they can.
Oh, that's so cute.
But if anything, it's going to get me in that mindset.
The positivity. Yeah. That's so cute. You do it in the family bathroom so they can read your... That's so cute. I wrote... So when my kids were just driving me crazy and I didn't know what to do and I was just like, ugh. I, for like 2 or 3 months straight, every day I had a Kyle journal and I had an Avery journal mm-hmm. and I wrote something nice about them about that day every day for 2 or 3 months just to get my head.
What did it do with your headspace?
It helped a lot. It helped a lot. Mm-hmm. It helped a lot. So mm-hmm. it was like, okay. And every day I wrote something. You know, even if it was something silly like, oh, they held the door open for me today. Even if, or, you know, oh, you know, they were really cute. They like, you know, they, you know, even if it was just something simple as, oh, they hugged me back and said, I love you. Good night. Mm-hmm. You know, when I said, love you. Good night. You yeah. know, or whatever, you know, it, you didn't have to be anything grand or like, oh, I really like that. They, you know, they say thank you to me when I cook them dinner or, oh, I really like how they were like, hey,
there's so many ways. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, not everything was that, oh, and they did this big grand gesture.
It's small things,
but it was just little small things. And it helped me realize that. So.
A friend of mine worked with youth that was that were, I don't know what do you
challenging?
Yeah, challenging youth. He worked with challenging youth, and they did this thing where they would say, what is it, 10 positive things to 1 negative. So, like, if yes. there was a if they had to say something negative, like you did a really poor job cleaning the dish. Like mm-hmm. it wasn't clean, but I liked that you brought the dish over and you cleaned it without me asking. And then, you know, you proceed with throughout the day, trying to give like 10 positive. So that what ends up happening is he said that people will start craving negative feedback if that's all you give them, because you're giving them
feedback,
you're giving them something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you want to switch the scenario so that they do things that create positive feedback mm-hmm. so that they'll do more positive things to create more positive feedback. So you just switch from being negative and they're doing negative things and you're giving negative feedback, and then it goes into
yeah,
a spiral
cycle.
That way. Anyway, I think that's kind of, but it works on the person giving the information too.
I think that's the more important aspect, mm-hmm. to be honest, because mm-hmm. sometimes like if people give me feedback, this might sound terrible, but I take it with a grain of salt. Mm-hmm. Because I'm like, sometimes the feedback you're giving me, it has more to do with your emotional state than mine.
Mm-hmm.
I know that sounds terrible.
No, that sounds really healthy.
But I'm like, why are you trying to manipulate me to do something? Or is this genuine? I always consider like, oh, I can take it or leave it. That's terrible. But
not.
I'm like, ah.
No, but I'm a sucker for any
really?
Good vibes. I'm like, oh, what?
I'm not.
What'd you say?
I'm such a skeptic.
That's so nice. Can you say it again and again? And oh, I love it.
Yeah, I mean, that's the genuine ones. But the ones where, like, if it at all feels contrived, I'm super skeptical and I'm going to question your motives immediately. And I'm going to not necessarily buy into it. And, yeah.
If you're like, if you're like complimenting me on something that I know is like,
Yeah, but if it's genuine, I'm like, that felt good.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know.
I think that you girls give very genuine compliments. Like, I think that you both are positive and you give lots of compliments, but I also think that you're not like giving everyone the same compliment.
But I think that
like, if you don't go around going, I like your dress, I like your dress, I like your dress, I like your dress.
But if you train yourself to try to look at the positive things in the world, it's more natural to give positive feedback.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, I'm not very good at lying either. So,
yeah, exactly.
Like, to say something. So like, I'm like, you have great
tits.
Nail polish on today.
So my kids got really pissed at me because I was trying to do the 10 to 1 thing.
Yeah.
And so I'd be like, I really like how you sat down quietly.
Yeah.
And I really like, and they'd be just like, just shut up.
I don't like when it starts to feel like there's a scoreboard happening. Like,
yeah.
And I get it though, because that's like a brain training technique for people that haven't had that.
Yeah.
Much exposure to that. I'm so skeptical.
Well, anyway, so how spicy was this?
Green pepper. Did they kiss?
Yeah, they did kiss.
They like kissed once or twice.
Yeah, they kissed once or twice, and it was insinuated that maybe some oompa happened.
Yes. Oompa. That was the best friend. Wasn't that his name?
Well, he happened to.
Yeah, he did.
Favorite line? My favorite line was... she's talking about her journal and she's telling him, she's like, I write in my journal about a guy, about Henry, a guy who makes me fall in love with him every day.
Aww.
And I just, once again, it's about working at a relationship, and he is working really hard, and she's recognizing that and saying that I value that you are working every day to make me fall in love with you again and again and again every single day.
Hmm.
And I thought that was sweet. That was my favorite line.
That's really cute.
Mine was not sweet or cute. It was crude and vulgar.
Oh, we like that too, Lisa. What was that one?
Oh my gosh. His sidekick veterinarian, marine sidekick, Alexa.
Oh, yeah.
And I think this was before Amazon had the Alexa. And so my Amazon Alexa was going crazy during this movie. It was a problem.
That is funny.
So never name your child that. I think you can actually get your Alexa to be named something
else.
Yeah,
you can. You can.
I think I'm going to, because I was like, that was awful. But he, I wasn't sure. I looked it up after the movie. I'm like, they were trying to make this individual be pretty gender neutral, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
And there was a line where he's like, oh, what did you think of that girl at the bar? They went out to dinner. He's like, did you end up going for her?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, no, I chickened out. I prefer sausage to taco.
Yes.
Anyway.
But doesn't she end up with the brother?
Yes. Well, they were hinting at the very end that they might, they might hook up.
She prefers sausage to taco.
Sausage to taco. As long as you got the hot sauce.
Crude. Mm-hmm. Sort of. Does this matter? I like the reminder that we do need to work at our relationship.
Yeah, that's what
I agree. I think it does matter.
That's what I got out of it.
Yeah, me too.
I said, yes, it does matter because
it might have been a magical way to tell the story, but I think it's a really good reminder.
Yes, it takes work for a relationship to work.
And do we care? Do we like the characters?
Yes, yes, we do. Very much. They're adorable.
Yes, it's engaging.
We're rooting for
them. They're charming. We love the characters.
Yeah, they grow. Mm-hmm. You know, they both, I mean, it sounds weird. I think that she even has some growth too, even though she, you know, kind of can't. But she was just adorable. She's always been adorable. She just manifested in the best way that she could have under her circumstances. Which is, I think, the growth that she's capable of.
Yeah. And he grew to care about another individual for more than a week.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we were rooting for it.
Yeah, he went from like relationship, like not wanting a relationship because he didn't want to put any work and time into it, to like a relationship that required a lot of time extra.
Yeah. But you know, he wasn't putting any more time into her than he did all these other people.
Yeah, it does take a lot of effort to woo a person like like he was.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
he was kind of, I was shocked at how successful he was at wooing people on vacation. I don't know that I could be wooed on a vacation.
Yeah, I don't know.
He was maybe looking for like the girls who did want to have sex while they were.
Oh, absolutely. Like, his friend was helping him pick them out too.
I just don't know that. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. I've never gone on vacation by myself, but
the right circumstances and a Henry could show up.
I'm cheering everyone on
vacation in Hawaii and
I would cheer anyone on.
But it was fun. I would watch this with my mom or my sister. Or my grandma or
my friends, kids even.
My kids. Yeah.
Because it's cute.
This is,
I mean, it cracks me up.
And I even think Brad thought it was funny. He was laughing.
It's I think it's a movie for everyone.
I actually own this movie.
Oh, you do? Yeah.
This one wasn't a hard one for you. You didn't have to pay $3.95 on Amazon.
I know. I probably still did. I don't know where it is right now.
Sure. Well, it was fun though. It was a good one.
It's a cute one.
Yeah. Right. So, what do we have coming up? Right. I think.
What's going on?
December.
Oh, this is our summer. No. We are just moving into summer. I cannot think about Christmas yet.
No. I don't know why.
Isn't it ridiculous how early the stores start pulling out Christmas stuff?
It comes out before Halloween now. But no, this is our summer fun. But we're going to do 28 Summers. It's a book written by Elian Hildebrand. Read that because we're going to talk about it in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
It's going to be good. And then send us your questions because we like to answer them.
Yeah. Yes. I'm excited to read the 28 Summers.
Yeah.
The other book club I kind of go to. My friend Heather, she said that she reads this one over and over again because it's her favorite.
Oh, wow.
I'm excited to read it.
I know, me too. She goes, it is so good. So,
And apparently we're going to get
it's
going to
be a good summer read.
Good deal. Oh, and then the next movie we're going to review is My Old Ass, starring Aubrey Plaza.
Oh, that was good.
And Maisie Stella. So watch it. Yes. I want you to watch it before.
Yes.
Because
so
we will spoil it.
We will.
We couldn't figure out how not to spoil it.
I know. And it's so cute. Watch it.
Yeah. And then get on our website by perfectromance.com so you can send us your goodies.
Yes. We love them. You guys, you make our day.
I try to attach little things if I talk about something. Like Valerie's penis cake is attached to one of the episodes.
Oh my gosh. Yes, that's right. I'm so glad you did that.
You're so welcome.
Do you know, I should I should upload the vagina cake that started it all.
Yes, you should. And, I've never seen
it. And the bustier. I have that really cute. You saw the yellow and blue corset cake.
I did see that.
The boob cake.
Yeah,
that one's good too. Yeah, let's.
You can see Valerie's cake. She got cake.
I got cake. Sugar. Dun, 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 dun. All right.
Well, thanks for listening. Good night.
XOXO.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye.